is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we conclude the series, Laodicean Nation. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is the cathedrals with Jesus, Shine Down on Me, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
Let your sweet aroma fill my life. Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty in God's of 10,000, make me a reflection of your light. Day stars shine down on me, let your love shine through me in the standing near me, shining with courage.
There are 747,408 registered sex offenders in the U.S. Think right next door to you, there's probably 20. You probably drive to work every day and run and you go by the whole house of 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 sex offenders on the registry. America produces more pornography than any nation in the world, but we're considered a Christian nation. If you say, I love the Constitution, they're going to start watching you. That person is dangerous. They could do damage to this nation. They're constitutionalists. Watch out for them. Only in America. Did you know we have the most lawyers per capita in the entire world? We have more lawyers. Does that make us a good law-abiding nation? No. They're a bunch of ambulance chasers all looking to make a buck off of you and me. Two-thirds of Americans are dissatisfied with the U.S. system of government and its effectiveness. That's the highest level of dissatisfaction that Gallup has ever recorded. Two-thirds of Americans are not satisfied with the way our government performs. Only 8% of Americans believe that Congress is doing a good job. I could go on and on, but listen to this one. America has more people in prison than any other country in the world. More people in prison. The largest total prison population in the entire world. Why, we even, I found one case, we put an 81-year-old woman in prison for feeding birds. We put people in prison for all kinds of things. America's so smart that according to a Newsweek survey, about one-third of the nation couldn't even name who the vice president is. But they sure know who Miley Cyrus is. They know who Kanye West and Beyonce are. But they couldn't name the vice president of the United States. 36% of Americans admit that they have yelled at a customer service representative during the past year. Did you yell at somebody, folks? 26% admitted they had road rage last year. They did something on the road. Did you know that only one-third of Americans know what happened on 9/11? What about 9/11? What was that? What happened that day? They don't know. Now, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, doctors in the United States wrote more than 250 million prescriptions for antidepressants last year. I think they just made people more depressed. They did. Children in the United States are three times more likely to be prescribed antidepressants than children in Europe are. If you're an American child, you're three times as likely to get an antidepressant medication.
Then how about this one? In the United States today, prescription painkillers kill more Americans than heroin and cocaine combined. According to the federal government, the number of heroin addicts in the United States has more than doubled in the last 12 years. You know, we've got all these charities that give out money, but did you know that corruption is so rampant in our society that America leads the world in money given to fake charities, to hoaxes? And the tax system in America is unbelievable. You have to have a whole library to know what the tax books say. And they keep piling on the new laws and the rules and the regulations. I mean, every year, certain newspapers take the same figures, financial figures, and give them to 7 or 8 different tax agents at the IRS. And they calculate the taxes. And all of them come up with different figures of what you owe. How can you pay something that it's impossible to even figure what the tax books say? Even the tax agents themselves, the IRS, they don't know what they say themselves. They don't understand the tax system at the IRS. Well, back in the 1970s, did you know that 1 out of every 50 was on food stamps? Today, it's about 1 in 5 or 6 are on food stamps. 1 out of 5 or 6 are on food stamps. America. Are we improving? We're getting richer. We're having more things. But look at what's going on, folks. The war on terror is a never-ending war. We're fighting that all the time. Young men and women are dying, having legs blown off, limbs lost. There's homosexuality. Did you know that transsexual and transgender, that's the big thing now? Yeah. Our whole modeling industry is changing. I'm seeing now that the models are they're putting out transsexuals and saying, this is the ideal model. Now, it used to be thin, tall women. But now the ideal model, they tell me that the modeling agencies in New York and in Paris and Los Angeles and everywhere, they're looking for transsexuals. Now imagine you're watching TV and Victoria's Secret is going to have a special hour showing you the new sexy fashion models. And they all come out and they're all transsexuals. Now, I haven't seen the ad, but I read about it. It seems that Toyota Camry has a new ad. And in this ad on television, they have a red Camry automobile. And suddenly this, what appears to be a beautiful young woman, a little bit thin, but very lovely, comes up. And she's wearing nothing but a red pair of panties. She's wearing red panties and a little bitty red bra. And then she's wearing this plastic red overcoat that comes out and you can see her whole body. She has long hair. She sashays up to the car and introduces the new Toyota. And you look, and as the camera gets closer to her, you notice something. She does not have quite as many curves as a normal woman. Her face is a little bit masculine. And then, oh my goodness, you gulp. You can't believe it. Why? It's a little boy. It's an 18 or 19-year-old boy dressed up to look like a girl. It's a transgender person. This is who Toyota's going to have to introduce their new automobile. Well, they're going to transsexuals are already on TV, but now they're going to be big time. They've been promoting homosexuality for years. Now they're going to be promoting bestiality and incest and all kinds of horrible things, and especially transsexuality. On the cover of Time magazine this very week was a picture of a statuesque, lovely black woman. And the article said, is it a man or a woman? That's what the feature article on the cover of this magazine said. Is it a man or a woman? Turned out to be a man. They said that's the ideal model for our time. Hey, transsexuals, we don't know whether a boy or a girl are becoming voted as the prom queens in their high schools and colleges. Everybody votes for them and applauds them, etc. In Europe, they had a contest, and some person that had long hair, wearing a dress, but also wearing a beard, looked like a little bit like Jesus. A transgender won the contest. Tattoos. Everyone has tattoos, don't they? Men, women. They've defiled their body because the Bible says don't have any marks on your body. But everybody's got to have a tattoo today, don't they? When I was a young person going to high school or college, no one had tattoos. That was crazy. Well, people are crazy today. And drugs, marijuana is legal now in many states. Well, it's medical marijuana. Yeah, sure. Medical research now has proven that marijuana is dangerous and does permanent damage to the human mind. Young people especially cannot use marijuana because their mind is going to be damaged for life. I know of people that are in their 50s and 60s that are dolts. They're dummies. Why? Because they smoked pot regularly when they were young. And you know, do you remember all those arguments you had with them? Hey, man, marijuana ain't any worse than alcohol. It don't hurt you at all, man. Just gives you a little high. It gives you a buzz. It's great. Yeah. And today those men are walking around, those women are walking around, and they're stupidos. Meanwhile, everybody says, marijuana is legal now. That's great. Mm-hmm. Hard drugs proliferate. How about OxyContin and all these prescription abuses? Of course, there's methamphetamine, meth, heroin, cocaine. Every little town in America has a meth ring. I mean, it's astonishing. I was reading a story in Texas Magazine about the meth rings in every little town. This sheriff took the reporter through rural America, and every little town they went by, they saw little homes and mobile homes that had been burnt up. And this guy said, wow, why are all these homes burning down? And the sheriff said, they all have meth labs. They make meth. It's very dangerous, and it burns up. The ingredients catch fire. You know, and these meth heads are burning themselves alive. Wow. Then there's sex. It's open everywhere on TV, and the movies, in magazines, on the internet. And boy, watch out for spring break. The young people are going to go to Fort Lauderdale or Padre Island, Galveston, Texas. Have all kind of sex contests and so forth. Vulgar language, coarse, filthy jokes about bodily fluids and worse. And tobacco smoking, that's nothing nowadays. And women are addicted more than men. That's right, women are bigger smokers than men are. And parties, if you're not a party goer and you don't do the sign of the devil with your hands and put your tongue out like you're an idiot, well, you're not going to be very popular, they say. And then there's the family connections. Have you ever gone to a restaurant, everybody sitting around looking at their iPhone, their smartphone, their cell phone? They go out to eat, there's 3, 4, 5, they're all sitting around a table. They're not talking. They're not communicating. They're not meeting each other. They're all sitting there, and they're silently looking at their own cell phones. What kind of deal is that, folks? Where's the family connections? There's no familial love. They don't really eat together at home. The kids, there's no prayer at home. There's no thanking God for their food. Cell phones divide us. They do. They're divisive. But if a young person doesn't have the Facebook, they're just lost. I mean, how does a mother punish a little young teenage girl today? Take away a week of Facebook privileges. Oh, mama, I can't live without my Facebook. Really? You can't live without your Facebook? What happened to all the kids, millions of billions throughout history that never had a computer? I don't know how they live, but I know I couldn't live. You can't live without your Facebook? Are you kidding me? And look at the crime. Stories of parents killing children. And children killing their parents. You know, I'll never forget when I was about 21 years of age. Now, I know that was in another century. I know that was way, way back then when Tex Mars was that young. But I remember when I was 21 and I read this story. And it was about this teenager that killed his own parents. And it was like a shock. No, that doesn't happen. And then I began to read stories of how, you know, teenagers got mad at their parents and said, I hate you. And I heard mothers say, well, that's normal. That's what all the teenagers say. They tell their parents, I hate you. Let me tell you, friends, if I had told my dad or my mom when I was a kid, I hate you, I mean, my face would have looked like ground up hamburger meat. That would give me a whooping, friends. You don't tell me you hate me. You're my son. Sons don't tell moms and dads, I hate you. That doesn't happen. I never would have even thought of such a thing. I can't even imagine a teenager telling their mom or dad, I hate you. Satanism, witchcraft is proliferating everywhere. Satanism and witchcraft is proliferating. You know, I'm watching TV, flipping channels. There's Wynonna. You know her, don't you? Well, you know, the country singer. And I don't know what the pretext is, but she's saying, I'm a warlock. What's a warlock? A male witch. Wait, isn't she a woman? Yeah, she's a big female dyke, big female lesbian saying, I'm a warlock. That's a little bit more, folks, than I want to know about that girl. Then there's Yoko Ono, the ugly ex-wife of John Lennon, singer from the Beatles. She's on TV being interviewed, and she says, I'm a witch. Well, she does look like one. I guess she really is a witch. In the Bible, there's too many versions. Way out there. We're going to have a great man on to give you the truth about the Bible. What version is really the Bible? I could go on and on. You know what I'm telling you, friends. America is rich, but within it's rotten. It's corrupt. It has become Laodicean. And if you are truly chosen, you will love God. You will be one of the poor of this world that's rich in faith. And I promise you, you'll be happy forever and ever.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.